Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So, Mike, have you ever been to any big kind of conventions, shows, expos, trade shows, things like that?
That's a good question. Yeah, it's true. Many different businesses often have these conventions or expos or trade shows, as they're called. Well, I've been to the video game show, the game show here in Taipei.
In Taipei, right.
And the book show,
yes,
I believe. And maybe I wandered through a furniture show once or
interesting.
Twice.
I've been to a baking show in Taipei.
Okay.
And when I was a kid, we went to... I used to play this game, which involved a lot of toy model soldiers. You painted them. You fought with them. You fought battles. And when I was a kid, I went to some of their big shows.
What would that be called?
This was... The company's called Games Workshop. The models were Warhammer models.
I see. Okay.
And so people... And that was cool because people just played big games and you got to see expert miniature painters and have fun like that. I mean, yeah, it was pretty solidly focused on two things that we're going to be talking about today, which is science fiction and fantasy.
That's right.
Okay. Which are both involved in San Diego's yearly Comic World, which we're going to learn about today. Let's read through the article and find out just what it is.
Reading. San Diego's Yearly Comic World. It's every comic book fan's dream to attend the biggest comic book convention of them all, San Diego Comic-Con International. This four-day convention includes more than just comic books, too. Anything related to science fiction or fantasy, whether it's movies, video games, or TV shows, is welcome. Comic-Con was first held in 1970 as a single-day event. It was called San Diego's Golden State Comic Mini-Con and was organized for fantasy novel and movie fans. About 100 people attended the event. These days, the convention draws in thousands of people. In fact, about 167,000 people went to the 2015 Comic-Con. The convention is held every July at the San Diego Convention Center. Getting in the door is difficult, too. Passes for the 2014 Comic-Con sold out in just over an hour. The lucky ones who do get in will be able to see movie trailers before anyone else. They also get to meet their favorite creators, artists, and actors.
So the article begins by saying, it's every comic book fan's dream to attend the biggest comic book convention of them all, San Diego Comic-Con International. Okay, we've got a few words to look at in that opening sentence. The first one is the verb attend, spelled A-T-T-E-N-D, attend. And if you attend something, you go to that thing or you are present at that particular event or class or meeting or something like that. For example, we could say, the boss wants all the department heads to attend the meeting. And comic book fans will dream of attending this particular show.
Very interesting. And what is it? Well, it's a convention. We saw that word sort of in the title of the event, the San Diego Comic-Con. The con is short for convention. And a convention is basically just a large meeting of people who are interested in a certain topic. Many conventions are built up around businesses. For example, here in Taiwan, they have a very big computer convention. And a lot of people in the computer business will go there, and business people will make trades and deals and, you know, do their business. But then there are these other types of conventions that are often mostly for fans, people who enjoy something as a hobby, like science fiction and fantasy movies and things like that. Sure, companies are selling things, but it's also just a place for the fans to go and meet each other. But a meeting or a convention is just about that, getting a lot of people who have a shared interest in something all together in one place. And people do travel around the world for these conventions, don't they?
They do, which is why this one in particular is called the Comic Con International.
Oh, okay.
International is an adjective. It's spelled I-N-T-E-R-N-A-T-I-O-N-A-L, international. And it means it involves either it involves many countries or it takes place in many countries. So in this case, it's always in San Diego. But because people come from all around the world and people, it involves global movies and TV shows and people and actors and readers and comic books from around the world. Japan, in particular, would have expected.
Okay.
So we call it international.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We could also say this international company has offices all over the world.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that would have been, it's got one here, one there, one in Europe, one in the Americas, one in Asia, and so on.
Okay.
So this is what we've got. We've got this big comic book convention in San Diego in Southern California.
That's right.
And it's one of the biggest ever, basically.
Absolutely. But it's much more than just comic books, as we learn. It says this four-day convention includes more than just comic books, too. So it might have started off being about comic books many years ago, about, you know, Superman and Spider-Man comic books. But these days, as the article continues, it says anything related to science fiction or fantasy, whether it's movies, video games, or TV shows, is welcome. So the number of different groups and companies and brands that go to San Diego Comic-Con has expanded a lot. It's basically anything related to science fiction or fantasy. Related is spelled R-E-L-A-T-E, R-E-L-A-T-E. And it basically means something that's got a connection to another thing. If there's some relationship, if there's some link between these two things, we could say that they are related. So, for example, the night markets of Taiwan are related to lots of different types of delicious street food. We can connect those two things together in our mind because there is some shared interest or shared relationship there. For example, Marina loves anything related to animals. So animal TV shows or books, going to the zoo. Maybe she even has a sweater with a big animal on the front.
So we've got two things here which are involved in Comic-Con, science fiction and fantasy. Now, there are two similarities between those two genres. We're both talking about using their people's imagination.
That's right. Creative stories in imaginary places and times.
Yep, but they are, in other ways, quite different. Mm. Science fiction usually involves taking real science, but then imagining what it would be if you took that science further than it is now.
The stories often take place in the future as
In the future. So science fiction involves things like robots and spaceships, aliens and other planets, the idea of maybe cloning people.
Time travel, possibly.
Yeah, so we're taking existing science that people know and just using our imagination to make it seem wild, crazy, and interesting.
Okay, so things like Star Wars, Star Trek. Those are some classic
Star Trek, certainly.
Science fiction.
Some people might argue Star Wars has got more of a fantasy element.
Oh, I see.
Fantasy kind of gets rid of any kind of rules or science and just uses pure imagination and a sort of magical force, which is why Star Wars has got a little bit of fantasy. Yeah, it's got spaceships and robots, but it's also got the force.
True.
Fantasy also involves magical creatures such as dragons, races like elves, dwarves, and hobbits. So, of course, The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit are classic fantasy works.
Right.
So that's basically what we're talking about.
Okay.
So let's go back to the article, and we see that Comic-Con was first held in 1970 as a single-day event.
And it was called San Diego's Golden State Comic Mini-Con and was organized for fantasy novel and movie fans. So yeah, it did start off being about comic books. It was a mini-con. I guess that would be a mini-convention. And the Golden State refers to California. That's sort of the state nickname. And it was organized by a bunch of different fans for other fans, basically. When we organize something, it's a verb. It's spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-Z-E. O-R-G-A-N-I-Z-E. When you organize something, you plan things, you arrange things, you make timetables and schedules and lists, you get prepared in all of the different ways you can possibly think of. If you're organizing a holiday, for example, you'd want to get your tickets and reserve your hotel, pack your bag, bring all the things that you need, check your schedules and all that stuff, just to make sure that you take care of all details and everything is planned out in the best way possible. For example, we're organizing a special party for my grandma's 70th birthday party. So you're going to, you know, invite people, buy gifts, maybe reserve a restaurant, something like that. So the first one was organized for comic fans and novel fans, fantasy novel and movie fans. What is a novel?
A novel, this word is spelled N-O-V-E-L, novel, it's a noun, and it's basically a book, okay? One or two things that make a novel stand out is it's a long work, it's not a short story, mm-hmm. It's fictional, it's not about real people and real history, it's made up, and a novel usually tries to treat its topic and characters realistically. Mm. It tries to show what its characters might really do if, you know, if they were in that situation, and it tries to follow logically from one thing, cause to effect. That is a novel. For example, we could say, the writer has published 3 novels and many short stories. So 3 longer books and a bunch of shorter ones.
Okay.
So back to that original Comic Con, or the Comic Mini Con in San Diego back in 1970, we learned that about 100 people attended the event, so not that many.
Wow, that's it, just 100 people. And, well, as we read on, we learn that things have changed. It says these days, or nowadays, or in modern times, in 2017, for example, the convention draws in thousands of people. So just 100 attended the first one, and today, or these days, thousands of people go. And yes, when we use that phrase, these days, we don't exactly mean, you know, this day exactly. We mean the time that we live in modern times. For example, these days, most people have a smartphone compared to 20 or 30 years ago.
We also saw the phrasal verb draw in. The convention draws in thousands of people. To draw people in means to attract them to a particular place or event, either by what's going on or because something is interesting or because there's a price discount, for example.
Mm.
We could also say, the restaurant owner hopes the new dishes on his menu will draw in more customers. It'll make more customers come to the restaurant.
And how many people exactly did Comic-Con draw in recently? It says, in fact, about 167,000 people went to the 2015 Comic-Con.
Wow.
Of course, that's over several days, not just one day. But when you compare that to 100 people 40 or so years ago, slightly more than 40 years ago, that's a big improvement.
That's
big growth.
Yeah.
Now, when is it if you want to go?
Well, the article says the convention is held every July at the San Diego Convention Center.
Ooh, that's very soon. Mark it in your calendar.
Yeah, which presumably is going to be a very big convention center.
Absolutely.
Even as you said, the 167,000 people don't all come at once.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to need a very big space. They probably have lots of other spaces. They'll have events in hotels or parks or other places around San Diego.
Right.
We also learn that getting in the door is difficult too.
Hmm.
Now, we don't mean
here... Does
that
mean they should make the doors bigger?
Or
you have to lose weight to go?
Yeah, only thin people?
Only skinny
people? This is more... What we mean is it's difficult to get in. Not because the door is too small or too narrow. Just because the event is so popular, it's hard to get in.
So you could also say getting a ticket is difficult,
yes,
too. All right. And we talk about that in the next sentence, which tells us passes for the 2014 Comic-Con, a few years ago, sold out in just over an hour. So this would be sort of like a big band coming to town, a famous rock band, and everyone wants to go to the show, and the internet gets jammed up with people all trying to get tickets at the same time. And so, because there is such high demand, so many people want to go, the tickets sell out very quickly. And when we use this term sell out in this way, it is a phrasal verb. Basically, it means to sell so well that you run out. The store, the business, whatever, it can't give it to you anymore. If there's a restaurant with a popular type of food, they might sell out early in the evening because everyone ordered it. If there's a big show that comes out, if there's a popular movie that starts tonight, or if there's just a product that everyone really, really wants, like a new smartphone or something. It will sell out. The store will have no more. You might be able to wait a few days or weeks or months for them to get some more. But for right now, you can't find them. They've all been sold. For example, May Day's concert tickets always sell out really quickly. Yes,
they do indeed.
I'm sure they do.
Now, if you get a ticket, you're pretty lucky.
Yeah.
And as the article says, the lucky ones who do get in, meaning into Comic-Con, will be able to see movie trailers before anyone else.
That's cool.
Studios will often kind of show bits of their first of the movies there before they release them on the internet. Because a trailer is a short video containing parts of a movie used to advertise it, to make people want to see it, and also to just advertise it and tell people when it's going to come out. You know, it'll be this summer or coming January 5th, something like that. Now, I really actually these days don't like to watch trailers.
Oh, you don't?
I don't. I find that they give away too much of what's going to happen in the film.
I mean, they tell you too much of the story too quickly.
Yeah, exactly. I want to be surprised by everything.
I see.
So I don't want to, even things like what the characters are going to look like, so I don't want to see them.
Okay.
I know that some movies now film stuff that doesn't appear in the movie,
really?
But does appear in the trailer.
Interesting.
Just to kind of stop that from happening so much. But I just don't even want to see stuff.
Interesting.
There
so, if you go to see a movie in a movie theater, they'll show you those ads, maybe two or three of them before the movie starts. They're slightly longer, right? Not 30 seconds, maybe a minute or two.
Yeah.
But that's what we talk about when we're talking about a trailer. So that's fun. Mm-hmm. If you're really excited about the Spider-Man movie or whatever that's coming out next year sometime, you might be able to see a trailer very early on at one of these Comic-Con conventions. And here's something else that would be great for fans. They also get to meet their favorite creators, artists, and actors. So not only fans will go, but stars will go, the people who make the movies will go, the people who draw and create the comic books, anything like that. They will also go as well. So you can actually meet some of your heroes if you're a big fan of something like, you know, Lord of the Rings or Star Wars or anything like that. A creator is a noun. It's spelled C-R-E-A-T-O-R. C-R-E-A-T-O-R. A creator is kind of like an inventor, someone who makes something for the very first time. They take it out of their imagination. They use their creativity. We can also use that noun to talk about imagination. And so if you make something, if you're an artist, if you're a writer, if you're a chef who prepares a food that no one's ever made before, you are that thing's creator. You are the one who invented it or made it for the first time. For example, Stan Lee is the creator of many famous comic book characters.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little older, but I'm sure he's been to Comic-Cons before.
Oh, well, he must go to every Comic-Con, surely.
Spider-Man, X-Men, the Hulk.
Yeah, Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll learn more about Comic-Con and what happens there tomorrow.
Okay.
Right now, it's time to go to today's For You chat question. So our question today is, what is your favorite science fiction or fantasy book, movie, or TV show?
Oh, gosh.
I think everyone knows mine. I've talked about it several times during teaching lessons.
I think you're a big fan of Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, and the works of J.R.R. Tolkien, whether they are movies, books, or in whatever shape or form they come.
Okay.
How about you?
I'm kind of into the science fiction book series, although they've started a TV series about it. It's called The Expanse on TV.
I've heard about it. I've heard that's really good.
James S.A. Corey. And Leviathan Down, I think, was the very first book. And they're up to six now, and I've read five so far, so I still have to get the new one. And
have you seen the TV show?
I have. It's not bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty good. I think they spent a lot of money on it, so it looks very good. But, you know, often when you fall in love with the books and you really enjoy all the different complicated characters, seeing it on a movie or a TV screen, they kind of take away some of the flavor. But it's still very entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, I've enjoyed the Game of Thrones TV show.
Okay.
And I also enjoyed American Gods, the book, which has also recently been made into a TV show.
And they do change them, but you still enjoy the shows?
Yeah, I consider it as seeing different versions of the same story.
That's
different,
a good way to think of it.
So one doesn't have to be better than the other.
Sure.
They're just different interpretations.
True, and some people don't have all the time to read all the books, so enjoying the story through TV or film is just as much fun.
Okay, well, that's all the time we've got for today's lesson, but join us again tomorrow to learn more about what kind of things happen at San Diego's International or San Diego's Comic-Con International. See you then. Bye for now.
San Diego's Yearly Comic World. It's every comic book fan's dream to attend the biggest comic book convention of them all, San Diego Comic-Con International. This four-day convention includes more than just comic books, too. Anything related to science fiction or fantasy, whether it's movies, video games, or TV shows, is welcome. Comic-Con was first held in 1970 as a single-day event. It was called San Diego's Golden State Comic Mini-Con and was organized for fantasy novel and movie fans. About 100 people attended the event. These days, the convention draws in thousands of people. In fact, about 167,000 people went to the 2015 Comic-Con. The convention is held every July at the San Diego Convention Center. Getting in the door is difficult, too. Passes for the 2014 Comic-Con sold out in just over an hour. The lucky ones who do get in will be able to see movie trailers before anyone else. They also get to meet their favorite creators, artists, and actors.
Vocabulary review.
Attend. Stephen won't be attending the meeting later today because he isn't feeling well. International. There are students from all over the world who go to this international school. Relate. Dan started talking about something that wasn't related to the conversation at all. Organize. Lisa's job is to organize weddings for couples wanting to get married in Hawaii. Novel. The popular new novel is about a group of friends who travel to different countries. Creator. The creators of the first airplane were two American brothers named Orville and Wilbur Wright.